Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited about the month of September?
Yes.
So, the month of September is the ninth month. What normally happens in the ninth month? Yes? Women give birth. No, you give birth. The men are saying you give birth. Do you give birth, men? You say women give birth. Hallelujah. A time of expectation. A time, you know, when all your hopes and everything you've been believing God for, you know it's time to deliver. It's time to bring forth. This is the month of September. How many of you are excited about what God is about to deliver to you? Yeah. Amen. I am excited, and I believe you are excited as well. Amen. Are we praying for our nation? Yeah. Let me see your hand if you are praying for this nation. You know, the Bible admonishes us to pray for our leaders and to pray for our nation. This nation is going through a time of turmoil. But we know that the God that we serve is able to do all things. As we put our trust and our hope in Him, as we believe in the Lord, He will see us through. You know, the future of this country is not in the hands of the politicians. The future of this country is in the hands of the one who created this nation. Amen? Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. I want you to think of apart from you praying for this nation, there's so many things that we can do as believers. You know, God has called us to be people who will bring about change in this nation. There's so many ways in which I know that I kind of contribute or help to see the things that believers will want to see happen in this country happen. How many of you get emails asking you to vote, you know, for something to do with, you know, not allowing marriage to go down the lines of the way that people want it to go, or you get an email asking you to vote against, you know, abortion or things like that? Do you do it? I do it every time. And so many times I get the results because I always say I want to know the outcome of this vote. And so many times the things have gone in our favor. So don't overlook it. Always, that's an opportunity for you to have your say, even if you're not involved in politics. And talking about politics, I am involved in politics now. I've joined a party. I joined the Conservative Party about 3 months ago because I want to influence what happens in this land. And that's an opportunity for each and every one of us. We can belong to a political party. We can have a voice so that we are not just, you know, believing God. We are actively taking part in what happens in this nation. Enough is enough. I had the privilege of visiting the Houses of Parliament on Thursday because I was meeting with my MP. He invited all those who just joined the Conservative Party in my area to the Houses of Parliament. And you know what? Thank God for wisdom. When I mentioned it to Pastor Paul, he said, go with the anointing oil. And you know, I anointed some places. I can't mention them here. Come to me after the service and I will tell you. I anointed some places in the Houses of Parliament, and I believe that it will begin to be, there will be a shift in the way that things happen in this nation. Hallelujah. Can you give God a very big round of applause for that? Hallelujah. Amen. My wife is laughing. She doesn't know that she's next. Hallelujah. I can't start this sermon without saying this. On Friday, my wife, she went out, and then she came back. She needed a lift from our son from Cannons Park tube station. And then when she got home, she said, do you know what happened today? I said, what happened? She said, as I got out of the tube and I brought up my card, you know, just waiting, you know, having it at hand so that I can tap out. She said, something, I don't know what happened. The card just like kind of flew out of my hand, and the next thing it landed on the track. Yeah. Of course, she couldn't go out because that was the card she was going to use. So she went to them, and guess what happened? She was videoing the thing when it was happening. This guy had to stop the train. You know, the train was approaching, and stopped the train, and he used this long stick, yeah, and to pick up the card. I said to my wife, "It can only be you." You know? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready for the word now? Or do you want more? Hallelujah. I'm sure Pastor Paul will do more justice to it when Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. The title of my message this afternoon is your love level sustaining your faith level? Is your love level sustaining your faith level? The Bible says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." You know, we all know the story. Here Paul was addressing Jewish Christians because they were saying, you know what, it's not okay. You need to do more. When you give your life to Christ, you know, you still have to be circumcised. And Paul was telling them that as far as he was concerned, circumcision has no value. Uncircumcision has no value. The Bible says here, Paul said, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Everybody say, the only thing that counts, is faith expressing itself through love. Does the Bible say that one of the things that count? It says the only thing that counts is love, is faith expressing itself through love. The only way that faith is allowed to express itself is through love. Amen? Amen? The only thing that counts is faith walking through love. You know, listen. The Bible also says in the book of Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Am I right? Does the Bible say that? That without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? The Bible says in Galatians 5:6 that the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Right. So what kind of faith is God talking about here when God says, without faith, it is impossible to please him? What kind of faith is God talking about? What? Oh, come on, speak to me. The faith that is expressed through love. So anytime we hear or we see the word faith in the word of God, it is the faith that is expressed through love. Because the Bible says the only thing that counts is faith expressed through love. So when the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God, I stand here today and tell you as well that it also means that without love, it is impossible to please God. Can I hear an amen? So, like I said, we can safely say that without love, it is impossible to please God. Faith walking through love. You see, the ancient Greek for the word walking means made effective or made operative. So, love is what makes faith operative. Love is what makes faith effective. Without love, faith is of no use. Faith can only be made effective or operative through love. You see, the natural atmosphere for the operation of faith is love. Faith will not operate, or faith cannot operate outside of love. Let me give you an example. You know, I said the natural atmosphere for faith to operate is love. We live in Great Britain. Our climate is different from the African climate. That is why it's impossible for yam to grow in Great Britain. Am I right? Okay. So, what I'm saying is, whatever it is, remember I said, love and faith can only grow in the atmosphere of love, right? So, yam can only grow in Africa. So, faith, if it does not have the atmosphere of love, cannot grow. There has to be an atmosphere of love before faith can be activated, before faith can grow. Your faith cannot grow without you loving, without you expressing love. And I'll show it to you in the Word of God. Okay? I'm going to give you about 3 quotes. 2 of them are mine. You know, I said to myself, I should start putting all these quotes together, you know. Maybe I can start putting my name to it, and maybe I can make some money. But this one is mine. Our faith is dormant in the absence of love. Our faith is dormant in the absence of love. Only love can activate our faith. If love is absent, that is, the God kind of faith is absent as well. If love is present, faith is active. Faith is present. Now, if faith works through love, then it follows that increase in love will lead to increase in faith. Am I right? If faith works through love, then when you increase your love level, your faith level automatically increases as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians and chapter 3, verse 12. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. Okay, this is Paul. And this is Paul praying here. He said, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. Now, this is Paul's prayer. And God answered his prayer in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. Let's go to that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Okay? We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is what? So, am I right in saying that when your love level increases, your faith level increases? Here, Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians had been answered. He said, we ought to thank God always for you, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for our love level in this house. And I believe that the love level in this house, because the DNA of Harvest Church is love. And I believe that that is responsible for our faith level. You know, as a church, we have done things that churches that are 10 times the size of Harvest Church haven't dreamt of doing. And I believe that the key is that love. The love level is what enables us to do those things that we do, because it increases our faith level. Amen? And, you know, I just want us to continue to show love. You know, we'll see as we go on. These are things that we all know of in the Word of God. Faith working through love is the one essential condition of success in the Christian life. Faith alone will not suffice, because our supreme duties are love of God and love of man. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews 11 and chapter 4. Now, this is where the Bible, the writer of Hebrews, is talking about the faith of different men of God. Here it says, it was Abel's faith, working through his love for God, that enabled him to offer a more acceptable sacrifice. Now, can I have it in the NIV, please? And then I have verse 5 in the Amplified later. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. Remember what I said? Anytime you see faith, what does it mean? Faith walking through love. So I can say that by Abel's faith, walking through love, he offered a better offering to God. It was his love for God that enabled him to offer to God a sacrifice that was more acceptable to God. Amen? Amen. Hebrews, Elizabeth, thank you. Can I have Hebrews 11:5 in the Amplified version now, please? Thank you. The Bible says, because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found, because God has translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory and had been satisfactory to God. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still, and this testimony is still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. Now, the Bible says that Enoch was not found because God has translated him. And God, the Bible is talking about his faith. What will make God do what he did for Enoch? I believe that it's his love for God. Love, you know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. There is nothing that we can be going through. There is nothing that anyone could have done or will do for us that love is not able to quench. God found Enoch. God saw Enoch's love for him. And God was so impressed with him that he took him. Enoch did not die. God took him. And the Bible says he received testimony. And this testimony is still on record that he pleased God. Now, what I want to pick out from there, it says, still that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. Enoch's faith pleased God. So that means there is a kind of faith that does not please God. Amen? Am I right in saying that? It is possible to have faith that does not please God. So what is the kind of faith that we can have that does not please God? Anybody? Wake up your neighbors. Right. We say that the only thing that matters is faith that is expressed through love. So if you have any kind of faith, if love is not involved in it, I stand here and I tell you, it is no faith. Any faith that you have that is not walking through love is no faith. And I'm not the one talking. That's what the Word of God says. He says the only thing that counts, Galatians 5, 6, is faith walking through love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If faith is not expressing itself through love, it is of no use. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2. But if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am zilch, nothing. So it's possible to have faith. He said, if I have faith that is big enough, that can move mountains. That's big faith, isn't it? Faith that can move mountains. Wow. But have not love. The Bible says, I am nothing. Tell me that you have faith without love, and I'll tell you that you have nothing. Tell me that you have faith with love, and I'll tell you that you are going somewhere. You have something. Amen? Hallelujah. Whoa. 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And we all know this verse. And so faith, hope, love, abide. Faith, conviction, and belief, respecting man's relation to God and divine things. The last line says, but the greatest, no, sorry, can I have NIV from now on, please? Thank you. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love. But which one is the greatest? Is it faith? Is it hope? Love. So, it follows that the lesser cannot accomplish anything without the greater. Which one is the greater? So, which one is the lesser? So, faith cannot accomplish anything without love. The lesser cannot accomplish anything without the greater. Am I right?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to, before we do that exercise, I just want to show you a little bit of, I want to do a little experiment for us. But before that, I'll give you another quote of mine. Love is the principal ingredient that enables our faith to grow. Love is the principal ingredient that enables our faith to grow. Remember what we read in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. The Lord, when you increase in love, your faith level also increases. Okay, we're going to do, I want to show you something in a minute. What have we got here? Okay, good. Now, a lamp, it's got a bulb in it. The bulb has got a filament in it. Okay. Now, this lamp is here. Is it of any use to you the way it is? What is needed to make it useful for you? Sorry? Okay. So, what brings light into this thing? Electricity. Right. I've switched it on now. We've got light. We can see. When it's off, was it any use to us? The whole thing is useless without electricity. I'm saying to you that This example is my example of love and faith. Love is the electricity. Faith is the bulb. Without electricity, this lamp is useless. So the moment I put on the I switch it on, this lights up. The moment you activate your faith level, the moment you are walking in love, your faith is activated. Without love, this is dead. Your faith is of no use to anyone if it's not connected to love. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's also like a car. You have a car, and the car uses diesel. Diesel is my example of love. The car is faith. Now tell me, you have a car that runs on diesel. If you put unleaded petrol in the car, will it work? The only thing that will enable that diesel car to move from A to B is diesel. The only thing that will enable you to grow in your faith is love. Put anything else in it, you're going nowhere as far as your faith is concerned. Amen? Amen. But I trust that we are all walking in love. And as a result of it, our faith level is growing. Hallelujah. Faith works by love because faith works when you are convinced God loves you and you also obey his command to love him and your neighbor. Let's turn to the book of Mark in chapter 12. Faith works by love because faith works when you are convinced God loves you and you also obey his command to love him and your neighbor. Faith and love go hand in hand. You know, I remember a very long time ago, I was very young. This was in Nigeria. And my dad always comes to pick me up from school. And I remember this day, he was late in coming. He hadn't, for hours, I think about 3 hours after school had closed, he hadn't shown up. And, okay, the school was like a boarding school, so there were still people around. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit just reminded me, why did I believe, and I remember, they were going to take me home. I said, no, my dad is coming for me. I'm not, and my dad has always said, come what may, you know, don't leave school. So I said, so what made me believe that my dad was going to come for me? Because I knew then that my dad loved me. And I knew that there was no way my dad was going to leave me without coming for me. So that, what did that do for my faith level? It increased my faith. I knew, I said, you know what? I am not leaving. I know my dad will turn up and pick me up. So when we have, when we love God, and we know that we are loved by God, it boosts our faith level. Because we know that God says he loves us, we have that confidence and assurance that whatever we are believing him for, whatever the situation is, we know that because God loves us, he will see us through that situation. My dad eventually turned up, and the reason why he was late was because someone hit his car. And that was why he couldn't. And in those days, there was no mobile phone. So, you know, I just had to wait. But what am I saying? Mark 12 and verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. 31. The second is this. love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. And this is Jesus Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You know, this love your neighbor as yourself appears 8 times in the Bible. I believe God is emphasizing something for it to appear in the Bible 8 times. Love your neighbor. But how can you love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? You have to be in the position, first of all, to receive God's love for yourself. You have to love yourself, because the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So that means there has to be an element of love for yourself before you can love your neighbor. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Love yourself so that you can love your neighbor. Believe in yourself so that you can believe in your neighbor. Hallelujah. How are you expressing your faith? Are you expressing your faith through love? But before we answer that question, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. Remember, I said that faith and love go hand in hand. Faith and love go hand in hand. It says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. The two, faith and love. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. Again, Colossians 1 and verse 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. Thank you, Elizabeth. You're doing a great job. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. Faith and love go hand in hand. Everywhere you have faith is mentioned, love is mentioned. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love you have for all God's people. Amen. Now, how are you expressing your faith? How are you showing love? We express our faith through love. We all agree to that. So, this love can take many forms. Kindness, respect, appreciation, involvement, your time, commitment, sharing, patience, giving, obedience. So those are the different ways in which we can express our love. By showing appreciation, being involved, being committed, sharing, patience, giving, obedience. Hebrews 11 verse 8. We're going to see an example of how the Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. What was it that made Abraham obey God? His love for God. Remember what I said? How can you express love? Through obedience, through involvement, through commitment, through sharing, through giving. The Bible says there, by faith that works through love. Abraham was called to a place, and the Bible says he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. His love for God, you know, propelled him in that direction. Now, this quote, this one is not from me. It says, we may impress people with what we know, but we influence them with how we live. I repeat that. We may impress people with what we know, but we influence them with how we live. It is how we live that is critical. How are we living our Christian life? Are you living your Christian life with faith that is expressed through love? You know, there are many other things that you can use to express faith or to show that you have faith. You're very conversant with the Word of God. You can quote Scripture. You believe the Word of God. You know, you use it as you pray. You know, you use the Word of God to build up your faith. Good. God bless you. But the Bible tells me that the only thing that counts is the faith that is expressed through love. When you express your faith through love, these other things you will do as well. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, we can check our love for others as a way to monitor our faith. We can check our love for others as a way to monitor our faith. The extent to which we show love is the extent to which you can say that you have faith. No, you don't believe me. I said the extent to which you show love is the extent to which you can say that you have faith. Hallelujah. Amen. We can check our love for others as a way to monitor our faith. So, do we love our neighbors? It's all well and good to love those that we meet or come in contact with in church every Sunday. It's so easy for me to love Pastor Tammy, to love Anthony. But do you love the person that you live with, your neighbor, as in neighbor? Do you love the person who sits next to you at work? I can hear everybody say, If you don't, what does the Word of God say? Your faith is no good. But if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Zilch. My question is, and that's the title of my message, is your love level sustaining your faith level? If you want your faith level to rise, increase your love level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the entrance of your word that brings light. We thank you, Father, Lord, God Almighty, because your word cannot return to you void. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. You have called us to love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that our faith will be expressed through love, that it will be love that will activate our faith, that our faith level will be sustained by our love level. Father, we pray. We cannot do this alone. Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us. Father, we pray that first of all, we will be able to receive the love that you have shared abroad for us. And in receiving your love, we will be in a position to love ourselves and then love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, our desire is that our faith level will be built on nothing else but love. Because love is the only thing that matters. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you. Lord, let us go forth into this new week showing your agape love. Even to those that we think do not deserve our love, everyone deserves our love. Because whilst we were yet sinners, you died that we might have life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Who are we to withhold our love? Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory. May we express our faith through love. If we have been doing this, may we increase the level of our love to increase the level of our faith. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. For it is in Jesus' mighty name that we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let's give Jesus a big round of applause.